Miles Thompson, president of AUVSI Atlanta chapter.
Miles, I guess really my question is, what have you all been doing at Sunbelt Expo? What's this demonstration about?
Well, we're trying to show that the technology is ready to be adopted and can be used for agriculture purposes, whether it's flying. We have some ground vehicles here today. We have two flight demonstrations every day at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And we really want to just show that the technology is available and professionally done and with fully licensed flight crew and in cooperation with the FAA. We've fully cooperated with their certification of authorization requirements and that it can be done.
Now, you have two different companies out here actually giving demonstrations on what is taking place.
So Middle Georgia State College is actually operating the operator and control for these two companies, which is VSG Unmanned and Guided Systems Technologies. And Guided Systems Technologies is flying rotorcraft out here, helicopters, and VSG Unmanned is flying a fixed-wing aircraft, showing that there are different capabilities that can be provided by two different types of systems for agriculture purposes.
Now, I understand you were going to bring one, too, but that didn't happen.
That's true. We did bring it. It's actually at our booth over in AB1, Building 32. At first, our certification of authorization was not approved until yesterday, and then we have a damaged antenna. So we, in the matter of safety, we're not going to fly.
I realize we're just on the cutting edge of some of this technology, and it is there. You're using it. You're proving that it does work. But where do we stand as far as widespread use of it? You said FAA approval. What type of approval is that, and who all does that actually cover?
Well, right now, the public sector is allowed to fly under a certification of authorization through the FAA, and that's currently the way we go. We stick with the rules as they are. There are hobby rules, in effect, that are under the FAA Reform Act 2012. There's some guidance in there for hobbyists if they want to fly. But the major important part of there is to fly safely and far enough away from an airport and don't impede on actual national airspace.
I take it you've done this on some individual farms. Have growers been impressed, and has it been something that could work for them in the future, you feel?
Absolutely, and it really comes down to the sensors, the sensor payloads that are being developed for these systems. The aircrafts are pretty much done. I mean, they've been developed, they're stable, everything's ready, and now miniaturization of the sensor payloads are really where the effort will be for a lot of technologists in the future. The systems currently flying over, the ones that are available for farmers to go purchase and fly over the crops are largely just imagery, so they're getting maps and map data, but eventually we'd like to show them, hey, there's mold here, there's a pest here, and to actually here, this is the geolocation, go to this place, burn out 10 feet circle of that crop, and then replant. Because you've got a fungus growing there that's going to go ahead and take over all of your crop if you don't take care of it in the next week or so.
I've heard a couple of guys talk about it, say it's nice, it's neat, but a little on the pricey side right now. But like anything else, I'm sure that'll change over time, right?
Yeah, as the technology becomes more mature, prices will come down. We've already seen the price reduction about 50% so far from where it came out about 3 or 4 years ago. So as it keeps going down, I think it'll be more affordable and much more value to the farmers.
So basically, you feel it is a good wave of the future. This is here to stay, then?
It is here to stay. The early adopters are kind of pushing for it, so eventually the policy will follow suit in the administration of the airspace, and we'll make sure that everyone's going to fly safe and cooperative with national airspace rules.